Well, I think mostly here, you know, for obviously for the coaches and the GMs and stuff, it's just the first real look at some of this talent, and it seems like a really, really deep group. You know, quarterback-wise, probably not so much. Not that Vikings really need to worry about that. But for, you know, a lot of the quarterback-needy teams, it's really not a great quarterback group this year. But overall depth is really good. And so, you know, for the teams, they get here, they get to see some of these guys. They match the actual bodies and what they're like in person to what they see on film. And then everyone gets to come here and gossip, which I know everybody really enjoys as well. The main thing for me is you're sort of just compiling now, you know. And even now, like for us, reporting-wise, there's really not a ton to do. You sort of just say, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of this guy? Where's he? And you sort of go put it in a pile, and then after the Super Bowl, after free agency, you start to say, like, all right, what do we know? Where do guys fit in? You start to get an understanding for what teams are looking for, what they didn't hit in free agency. And then it all, it's kind of like a puzzle that all comes together. But really now you're just getting, like, the beginning stages of just, like, who are these guys? How do they fit? Who do teams like? Who do they not? Who do they need to know more about? What injuries? Like, start all putting it together.
Okay. Touching on the Vikings season, started out with crazy injuries, yeah. Still made it 5-0, and then finished 8-8, some ups, a few downs down the stretch. What were your thoughts on the way that the season unfolded?
Just, you know, a season really unlike I've ever seen, you know, because they were the darling of everyone for early part, and then, you know, as you sort of would expect when depth takes such a big issue, it takes a big hit, and, you know, obviously get offensive line issues, offensive line injuries. That's tough to overcome because that can short-circuit everything. You know, you had Sam Bradford, who played really well, who obviously is, you know, going to go into the season basically as the starter because you don't know what's going to happen with Teddy, how ready he's going to be. So he looked good. I thought coaching-wise was good. It's just you can only overcome so many injuries. And, you know, wherever this Vikings team goes next year, year after, you know, so many of the lessons will have been learned in this past year because that's probably as much adversity as the team could really go through.
And still a lot of young defensive players to build around and carry that side of the ball too.
Oh, no doubt. And that's one thing that was ever present. You know, it's just the defensive effort, you know, with very few exceptions, was really good. And just the quality of play was good. But, you know, when the offense doesn't stay on the field, it makes the defense susceptible. And, you know, it was a tough year. It'll be probably a learning experience for a lot of people. But just to be dealt with that many injuries is just hard for anybody.